خطفة يجيرة الحلم يا أهين الجود والكرم عطفة يجيرة الحلم يا أهين الجود والكرم نحن جيران به الحرم حرم الإحسان نحن من قوم به سكن وبه من خوفهم أمن نحن من قوم به سكن وبه من خوفهم أمن وبآيات القرآن هم فتئد فينا نعرف بطلاغة تعرفنا الصفا والبيت يا أبتنا نعرف بطلاغة تعرفنا الصفا والبيت يا أبتنا ولا نلعظى وخيطنا فغلبا هذا ولنا خير الأنام أبو وعلي المرتضى حسب ولنا خير الأنام أبو وعلي المرتضى حسب وإلى السلطين تنتسب نسبا ما فيه كم إمام بعده خلق منه سادات بلا عرف كم إمام بعده خلق منه سادات بلا عرف وبهذا الوصف قد وصف من قديم الدهر والزمان مثل زين العابدين علي وابنه الباقر خير ولي مثل زين العابدين علي وابنه الباقر خير ولي والإمام الصادق الحفيد وعلي ذي العلا فهم القوم الذين هدوا وبفضل الله قد سعدوا فهم القوم الذين هدوا وبفضل الله قد سعدوا ولغير الله ما قصدوا ومع القرآن في أهل بيت المصطفى الطهري هم أمان الأرض فانذكري أهل بيت المصطفى الطهري هم أمان الأرض فانذكري شبهوا بالأنجم الزهري مثل ما قد جاء في السنن وسفين في النجاة إذا خفت من طوفان كل أذى وسفين في النجاة النجاة إذا خفت من طوفان كل أذى فامشوا فيها لا تكون كذا واعتصم بالله واستقيم. صلوات الله للكرم تتغشى المصطفى العلم. صلوات الله للكرم تتغشى المصطفى العلم. ما سرى ركبهم إلى الحرم وصبى صرقهم إلى وعلى آله النبي الكرما وعلى أصحابه العلماء وعلى آله النبي الكرما وعلى أصحابه العلماء وعلى أتباعه الحكماء وأولي الألباب. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. What proof have those that ignorantly feign to hold to truth but know not great Hussein? What drop remains in Mustafa's full cup when hearts weep not to see his grandson slain? The story of the saints is ever thus, a sadness of the world, a truth arcane. For tribulation comes to those he loves, since Adam saw the crime of murdering Cain. The patriarch of all three rival roads gave up his sons to guerdon inhumane. Full well he kenned the cup that held his hope, the precious ruby red from severed vein. For Abraham the friend was sorely tried, on Ishmael Isaac blew fate's tramontane. The fervent firstborn scion of that friend in Mecca's veil did fortune ascertain. His mother born of Egypt seven times from purity to virtue coursed amain. Despairing not while infant prophet stood, she saw the well at Zamzam burst like rain. That maid had bowed her head to God's decree and meekly did what husband did ordain. For thus does heaven's fate reward the just and grant the patient unexpected gain. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. So hold a while and let my verses speak. Let not this tale fall on your ears in vain. Your gathered thoughts should scan this saga bleak to purify your liver, heart, your brain. Consider well the grandson of that seal, no fairer heritage than his, the silken skein. From him to us and from his brother fair come legions of the saints, a golden chain. Those families of shining silver stars the order of the universe sustain. His Pleiades and Canopus right high, the crescent of his glory cannot wane. Folk of the cloak advanced him for their cause. He granted shelter neath truth-spreading plain. No nobler, braver, kinder youth than he his age had seen and shall not see again. For chivalry he spurred the striving steed, for bravery he was the lion's mane, for excellence, compassion to the poor, for modesty there was no nobler fame. His name a well-loved watchword of the law, a blazon on our banner on campaign, his falchion flying freely at his door, defender of the truth's most high domain. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Come, brethren, let us not from words abstain when holding in repute the bold Hussein. Let pæans of panegyric rise so high that praise beset his posthumous domain. For meet it were for men to herald grace, who grace recalls, to grace shall appertain. The book directs us purity to seek and teaches us our passions to restrain. Then speaks of a fair family so meek, full purity of spirit they maintain. Should ever demon try thy soul to seek, or doubt or fear thy timeless spirit stain, then call to mind that family so fair, and ever for their blessing cry and strain. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. Think now upon the bold and brave Hussein, that paramount, that pure of heart would fain in adamantine valor scale the scarp of highest mount to scan the stages twain. An isthmus of two worlds, his vision sharp, a royal falcon touched by God to reign. Behold him watch horizons far and near, his hero feet strong in the stony plain. Mark well his blade, his sword his grandsire knew, it cuts the air to every foe the bane. His shield reflects the sun, his helmet too, had touched the head of prophecy amain. Call now his steely seeing eyes to mind, that never compassed sin nor action vain. A champion of righteousness a sign, a hero full of valour yet humane. Here stands true chivalry, so strong but soft, angelic and sublime, he will unstrain the fearing hearts of victims torn by crime, defender of the weak sent to unchain. With 72 bold champions firm, he shows the devil and his hosts disdain. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Ubaydullah had sent a force to tame, as lion cubs in hope they would abstain. By ambuscade most hesitant he came, a burning lake of fire his heart's disdain. For cruel impendent horrors bidden him, dispar with justice in his soul's domain. He heard the great Euphrates cry, desist, the ravens called, the heavens called, refrain. With closer tread the hosts of Ibn Saud, no longer feared from kuf and swords insane, revenge or succour for the little host. Their hearts were his, their swords they did restrain. Behind their backs the reeds and grass were rank, before them only sward of swords profane. Their tents were few, within them huddled there the tender children sweet as sugar cane. The wives and widows that would come to be trembled to see what heaven might ordain. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Muharram saw that black of blackest dawn, the sun wept blood on Karbala at the plain, holding its breath the sorry world did see, the fairest of the fair to death constrain. Avert your gaze, all lovers of the good, no mortal eye should see such woe and pain. The very sands from taste of blood refrain, what murder this, what devilish campaign. The fiery steeds, the maddened pagan cries, the triumph after which no joy again. Avert your eyes, I say, but mark full well the yells and shrieks and demons inhumane. That day the winged devil flew in fire, no prayer or hoping could his shout restrain. From nether empire rose with joyous cry, by Muslim hand is dead the good Hussein. The legions of Gehenna, east and west, the unclean spirits chanted this refrain. The grandson of the man of praise is dead. We triumph now. Long live our fell domain. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Against those shrills of maddening delight, still hear the voices keening for the slain. Hear Zainab as she tears her precious cheek, cry out upon the sight of dead Hussein. Beheld her brother prophesy's fair gem, a diamond trampled in the sands that drain, the glorious blood that heaven's secret holds, a ship that saves those drowning on the main. Sukaina's brother Abdullah lies dead, Ali and Ja'far join the martyr train. A bitter draught the women quaff that morn, Rabab is weeping for her perished swain. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Yet darkness in Damascus could not dim the light supernal which the world did gain from Mustafa, the chosen one, who said, my clan alone is strong on judgment plain. All other dynasties and tribes shall fall, all emperors and kings who proudly deign to let their subjects kiss their hands and feet shall crawl in dust, their kinship ties in vain. For on that day when human boasts are naught, one man shall see his family remain. The people of the house, folk of the cloak, the intercessor's favour shall retain. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. But the whole while, my friend, here's my dole, consider not the demons to be slain, unless your share in Karbala's sad tale, as well as tears, is sapience to gain. A seamless garment should this nation be, nor sect nor tribe its unity constrain. Let not the ancient enemy of man, by means of tears, our brotherhood distrain. The man of praise has prayed that we be one, and shoulder next to shoulder all maintain the teaching that the unity of God is best upheld when we from strife refrain. This brig of truth which sails the streaming tide, this vessel of salvation must regain a single mind and purpose in its crew to safely sail its watery domain. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Then blessings rest upon the chosen man, the grandsire of the martyred hero's claim, upon the kin so just in heaven's plan, who gives the hope that is the devil's bane. A grace upon fourfold friendship too, on Abu Bakr, Omar, and Attain, Othman, the doubly lumined martyr who the Book of God did faithfully maintain. And on that Haydar, sword of God, who knew what past the gate of knowledge must remain. The fourfold friends did pomp and wealth eschew, their aspirations scorning the mundane. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. So lovers of the faithful martyr band, all tireless devotees of God Hussein, know surely that they surely did withstand all loss of honour in that lost domain. They passed beyond this world and found their need. The gardens of their Lord they did attain. Together at the pool of Kawthar sea, those friends together with the chosen one again. The vernal treetops of the shore abode have welcomed as green birds the cruelly slain. Wherefore the faithful confidence in God must help to dry our tears and staunch our pain. From him we come, to him our pilgrim road, to him alone must we go back again. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. وصلي على صلاتنا Hasan Başı'nın tarihi. Hasan başımın tacı sen gözünde dendi. Basaldi ala sabatina Ashura, according to most calculations. This day, which as we saw in the khutbah today, is pregnant with meaning. The day of Ashura, the day when Allah saved Musa. And according to some of our historians, the day on which Allah saved Nuh alayhi salam from the flood. A day of rescuing, a day of tawbah. But also, and we need to think about this, the day of what was probably the most traumatic day in the 14th century history of this Ummah, the tragedy of Karbala. And we think of the great misfortune and the calamity that the seamless garment of this Ummah was torn so that Muslim raised sword against Muslim. And the Holy Prophet's aspiration on the day of the final pilgrimage, that we should strive for unity, was betrayed. And from that time onwards, you could say from the death, the martyrdom of Hazrat Uthman, the Ummah has not achieved its original shining togetherness. Today, at our end of history, when so much muddy water has flown under the bridge, in this time of confusion, individualism, hyper-liberalism, stupid nationalism, populism, nation against nation, provinces breaking loose from countries, the Catalans, the Scots, so many others, human beings fragmenting, we see the importance of the prophetic injunction. That we should pray together, that we should be together. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this ummah is ummatun wahida. One ummah. Wa ana rabbukum fa'budun, and I am your Lord, so worship me. Whatever our denomination within Islam, whatever our madhab or our mashhab or our tradition, we face the same qibla. We make hajj to the same house. We invoke blessings upon the same messenger. We pray, we fast, we give our zakat. It is still one ummah. Alhamdulillah, that the conspiracies of the enemies, ancient and modern, have substantively come to naught. But still, we find that we are divided, and with what great we are enemies, see those divisions, whole countries being torn apart. But when you look at the origin of many of those disputes, we find that they are mostly disputes of the heart and not of the mind, disputes of emotion, ancient factionalism, taking sides, with arguments that are now about individuals so long in the grave that we cannot assess intentions or what really happened in so many cases, to reheat the coals of that fire is not in the interest of the Ummah. A dispute so old will not be resolved by our weak and late generation. But if we look at the heart of the emotion, the death at Karbala of the Holy Prophet's own flesh and blood, and we consider the deep trauma that that has left as a stab wound in every loving Muslim heart, we find that that is not the basis for the division in the Ummah. Who does not love Imam Hussein? Who does not love Abdullah and Ja'far? Who does not love Sukaina? Who does not love Zainab? Who does not love those who died and watched their loved ones die on that terrible day? We are in fact united, though our enemies frown and scowl. Let not the time of Islam's beginning be the excuse for our current difference. Wherever we stand in the broad spectrum of Islam, shubbihu bil anjumi zuhuri, they're like the shining stars. The Holy Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu hasabin wa nasabin yandathiru yawm al-qiyamah illa hasabi wa nasabi. Every status and lineage shall turn to dust on the day of judgment except my repute and my lineage. Who disagrees? This is from the lips of the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى. I don't ask you for any reward for this enormous gift that I'm giving to you, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except love for relatives, his family. So this is something that we should not allow ourselves to be in a state of dispute over. And all of the people say and may claim, and all of the emotions may flame up above us might be, we remember the shuhada of Karbala, the Holy Prophet's own flesh and blood, and we remember the catastrophes that ensue when Muslim draws sword against Muslim, and the Holy Prophet's advice that we be one is ignored. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his grace and his mercy and his blessings upon the dead of Karbala, and may he heal the wounds that exist in this Ummah, and may he cast dust in the faces of the enemies of this Ummah that wish to divide and to weaken us, and to heal Muslim lands that have been unnecessarily divided, and inshallah help us in the love of the Sunnah and the love of the Ahlul Bayt to be people of one Qibla, inshallah. May Allah accept our fasting and accept our good actions, and make this inshallah a serene and a sober and a blessed time of the year. بارك الله فيكم والعفو منكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله إلا أنت. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله إلا أنت ربنا ليس لنا رب سواك. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناءً عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وبك منك لا نحصي ثناءً عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا إنا نسألك باسمك العظيم العظيم الذي إذا دعيت به أجبت وإذا سئلت به أعطيت، ونسألك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم، أن تستجيب لنا دعاءنا وأن تحقق لنا رغباتنا وأن تقضي لنا حوائجنا وأن تفرج عنا كربنا وأن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأن تستر لنا عيوبنا وأن تتوب علينا يا تواب وأن تعافينا تعف عنا يا عفو يا أرحم الراحمين، ونسألك أن تصلح أهلنا وذرياتنا وشبابنا يا أرحم الراحمين، وتكلأنا بعين رعايتك يا رب العالمين، وأن تحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها يا أرحم الراحمين، وأن ترحمنا برحمتك الواسعة رحمة تغنى بها عن رحمة من سواك. اللهم ربنا إنا نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وبصفاتك العلى أن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا وخطايانا كلها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا أغننا بالعلم وزينا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية يا رحمن الرحيم. اللهم ربنا برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين يا رحيم يا رحمن. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وقنا عذاب النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم ربنا برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين يا رحمن. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم ربنا أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه من صالح القول والعمل يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين بسر الفاتحة.